meditate and was going in a different direction. In fact, I got up early this morning about 4:30 and was down in my office and prepared a different direction. And the Holy Spirit says, we're not going there. We're going here. And I'm learning to not question the Holy Spirit, but just to move by faith as best I can. And in this passage of text, an exhortation to the church and comfort. And I just want to pass it on to you, beginning with verse 12. He says, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, to clothe yourself, put on. It's active on our part. It's not just, you know, it's not going to just happen. We have to put it on and aggressively participate in this. Holy and beloved bowels of mercy, compassion, kindness, humbleness of mind, a humility. If we're going to be God's people, we have to be humble before Him. We have to humble ourselves to surrender our lives. It can't be me in control or you in control. It's got to be the Lord in control if we truly want to be blessed. In this humbleness of mind, a deep sense of our smallness. Sometimes we get puffed up, don't we? We think we're more than we are. Every one of us. There's that pride that is in us that we have a hard time controlling. Especially when we do something that's noteworthy. Whether it's a project at work, whether it's an accomplishment on the ball field or something that you know we take credit for, and sometimes forget that it's God that gave us the mind, the ability, the talent, the strength to do what we do. Humbleness of mind, meekness, a gentleness. God's people, one of the characteristics to me ought to be a gentleness about them. You know, you come in contact with people on a daily basis that are sharp-tongued or are very abrupt or have no sensitivity for how they approach people or what they say or their interactions. They're just, you see it on driving. You just, you know, all around us. But God's people, there ought to be a meekness, a gentleness about us. That ought to be a characteristic that because of Jesus Christ, He was gentle. He was meek. And the Holy Spirit is trying to transform us into His image. And God give us that gentleness. You know, I've heard people say, I've said it myself. I've heard family around me say, you know, that person just read me off or said something to me, and you go about, you don't have words to say anything, and you don't answer them, and you get home or you're thinking about it an hour later, and you say, "Oh man, I wish I would have said this. I wish I would have blasted them with that. How come? Why can't I be like that? Why can't I have those responses when somebody just lets me have it? I can give it right back to them. You know why you can't have that? You know why you're not like that? Because the Holy Spirit is working on you and He's transforming you into the image of Christ, and He's giving you that meekness and that gentleness that we don't react as people react to us. We don't show the world we're just like you. You give it to me, I'll give it right back to you. We take it. And then we feel bad about it. But remember what's God doing? God is transforming us. Causing us to be gentle, meekness. Put on these things. Put on gentleness. Amen. Amen. Long suffering, patient, forbearance, endurance. How long, Lord? long-suffering. God waited for us, for some of us, a long time. Did he not? Years. We wait 10 minutes and we're beside ourselves sometimes. God waited a long time. Long-suffering. Put on long-suffering. Patient endurance. You see, these are the contrary things to the humanity, flesh, the carnality in us. They're not natural. They have to come by the operation of the Holy Spirit. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Forbearing. Have you had to forbear? Maybe you got family members you have to forbear. Amen? Got to have patience. Forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. This is just impressing me this morning. Is there something unsettled? Something you need? You need to forgive someone? Or you need to ask for forgiveness? Some folks, forgiveness is not in their vocabulary. It's not in their dictionary. But when I get to, you'll see how this all fits together. Lord, help us not hold grudges. I know sometimes we can't get rid of the memories. Well, so-and-so did it to me. You know, you hear stories of family members that haven't spoke to each other for years. Why? Because they had a quarrel. They had a falling out or whatever the case may be. And they held on to that. Didn't speak. Didn't fellowship. For years. That's not God's way. And you know what? You're only hurting yourself. You're robbing yourself of the peace. You're displeasing the Lord, first of all. It's a sin. The Bible's, this is, these are not, Jesus said, you know, it'd be nice if you didn't know. This is a sin. It's a sin. Yeah, but he really got ugly with me. He really read me off and got ugly with me. What am I supposed to, am I like a doormat? Walk all over me? Is that what I am? Yes. Let me tell you, yes, that's exactly what you are. Spirit of God, help us. You see, humility. Oh, I'm not gonna, no way. Humility, humbleness of mind. As Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all things, this is the cherry on the cake. Put on charity. That's that God kind of love, which is the bond of perfectness. What a beautiful description. Charity and God kind of love, which is the bond of perfectness. Lord, help us. You see, this agape love, this God kind of love, isn't natural. It only comes by the operation of the Holy Spirit. You and I don't possess it naturally. It's not lurking in our humanity. It's not lurking down. It's not there. It comes by the operation of the Holy Spirit. That you love, are concerned, desire good for that person without any effect having any repercussions to you. You desire nothing but goodness for that person. It gives you a sensitivity. When you see someone going down the wrong path, when you see them self-destructing, when you see them angry, when you see them so caught up in themselves and just, you know, well, too bad. You know, that's not the attitude. You don't say too bad. You say, oh, Lord, help them. That love comes from the Holy Spirit, because that's the love Jesus, God, had for us. Not willing that any should perish. I'll never know. We're just saying, I'll never know how much it cost to see my sins upon that cross. You'll never know. That love is so great, you and I can't possibly comprehend it this morning. And then he says, and with this last verse, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. That be ye thankful is a scripture that has been before me all week. It's like it's in caps and bold print. Be ye thankful. How can we let the peace of God rule in our hearts if we put on these things that we just read? If we cultivate these things in our life? Because there is a peace that comes. Let the peace. We can be stirred up. We can be angry. We can be frustrated. We can have anxiety. We can have frustrations. We can be troubled about our personal lives. We can be troubled about our jobs. We can be troubled about a lot of things. And the enemy wants us to be in that condition. Be troubled. Be stirred up. And you're missing the peace. You're missing the peace, the tranquility in soul. You're missing it because you've not surrendered it to the Lord. You've not put on these things that God wants you to put on. That's how we can let the peace of God rule in our hearts. Lord, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know how you're going to do it. But I know you're going to do it. My husband's not with me here this morning, or my wife's not with me here this morning. But you know what? I'm going to be at peace because I'm trusting the Lord. I'm holding on to the promises of God. My job's kind of iffy right now, and I don't know what's going to happen. But you know what? I'm going to let the peace of God rule my heart. Because God's in control. He's in control. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And be ye thankful. Oh, praise the Lord. Be ye thankful. In Hebrew, he writes, the writer says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. When? Continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Offer up the sacrifice of praise continually. Oh, Lord, help us. How we fall short. The psalmist said, enter ye into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. He also writes, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Paul writes to the church of Thessalonica, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. Even things that go against us, yes. Because we believe, if we have faith in the word, It's that all things work together for good. All things work together for good. Even sometimes when we cause those things to happen to us, God is still working. God is working. God already saw you're going to fail. He already saw your rebellion or your disobedience. And he's already working around it to bring you back into the fold, to harness you back in to where he wants you to be. Give thanks. Can I tell you, we've all seen acts of kindness that were never acknowledged. Either it's happened to people around us, somebody will anonymously give a donation or give food or whatever the case may be, or donate or just do something nice for someone and never get recognized. Do it anonymously that they never seen. Let me tell you a story that happened to Kath and I a few years ago. Had some financial burden, real concern, and it was getting me down. Honestly, I got to tell you, it was really burdening me, and I was trying not to burden her. And we talked a little bit about it, and I know the Lord's faithful. And I was trying to hold on to that, say, Lord, I need your help. And let me tell you how God answers. It was around Christmas time. We were running around, had errands to run, shopping to do. And we had breakfast out. And got ready to pay the bill. And the waitress came up and said, it's been taken care of. I said, what? I don't think it's ever happened to me before. It's been taken care of. And I said, well, who was it? Oh, they left. They didn't want to be recognized. I said, well, if you know who they are, please thank them for us. And we were taken back. I mean, we were, never happened, taken back. And I said, well, wasn't that nice? I still didn't get the message. That night, we ran all day. I said, we stopped at a restaurant for dinner. Went to pay the bill. Now, twice in one day. Went to pay the bill, and the waitress came up and said, it's already taken care of. And I looked at her, stunned silence for, it seemed like a minute, but it was just a few seconds. And I said, what? Yeah, it's already taken care of. And I was looking around, I was trying to see who was the culprit, who might have done this, And it says, no, they didn't want to be identified. And I said, well, thank them for us again. And it's like just a few minutes, and the Lord just kind of made me feel, you see, I know your problems. I know what you need. And I'm trying to show you, Ron, hardhead. I'm trying to show you, open your mind. I'm doing something. I'm going to take care of this. Think, now let's take that to the Lord. How many things we'll never know the answer till we get to the other side? How many things has God done for us that we never ever know? You think one of those things that just happened. God took care of this. You made it safely to work the other day in the terrific, storm. You just did it on your own. No. God did it. We only know a few things that he does for us. We only know a little bit. There's so much more that God has done. Yes, that we have no idea. If we could see into the spirit world, we would be, I don't think we could handle it, but if we could see into the spirit world, the war that's going on, the enemy is trying to crush and destroy and to tear you down, and God is stopping it.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is on the ball. He's watching over you and watching over me. And we didn't even know it. And we might have been lost in sin, bad-mouthing God. And God was already taking care of it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. We don't even know all the benefits. I know I'm here now. I know that God brought me to this place. I know God opened my eyes. I know God filled me with the Holy Ghost. But I only know in part. I only know a little bit. I look back now and I see more of God's hand. I understand more of God's hand. God brought my grandma Julina with her two sons, Barney and Carl, my dad, through St. Louis, came from Oklahoma, came from the old country through Oklahoma, through St. Louis. Why? I don't know. You know, one of my regrets is not ever asking my parents about more of the history of what happened. I think about these things now and they're all gone and there's no way to find the answer. But I think about these things and I say, oh, it was the hand of God. Whatever caused them to do what they did, God brought them through St. Louis, through the hill, the Italian community, to a place where they were having services in the back room of the house, and she could hear. I don't know what she knew at the time, if she was Catholic. I don't know what she was at the time, but she heard the gospel message, and she stayed in St. Louis, and my dad met my mom. And as a result, I was born here in the church. I see a little bit now. There's so much more that God has done. And be ye thankful. You know, we pray for our needs, and that's what we should do that. And sometimes we fret over things that went wrong in our lives. Things that aren't right now. Well, my marriage, my family, my situation, it's not right. And I feel like the Lord is saying, be thankful for where you are at this moment and for the hope you have. And for the little faith that you have to believe that I am not finished with you. I am continuing to work. I am going to do a work that will amaze you. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb. We can fret and say, oh, this is not right. And my daughter's not here. And my son's not here. And my husband's not here. And everything is just in turmoil. And oh, my family's a mess. And you might be right. But God is saying, praise me. Praise me anyway. Praise me right now. Give thanks. Give thanks. Because I'm going to work a mighty work in your day. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God this morning. Oh, brother and sister, it's just blowing in me. Oh, be ye thankful. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for what you have done. A young man told me he was in a bad way, involved in drugs. One time had a gun to his head. And you know what? The Lord delivered him. The Lord preserved him. The Lord brought him back to where he needs to be and filled him with the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. Be ye thankful. I know it's human. It's easy to get embroiled in what is wrong in our lives and what is undone and what we are frustrated about and what things we agonize about. I understand that. I am with you. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, be ye thankful. Because why? Because I am working, because I'm in control, because I'm going to do a mighty work. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. Be ye thankful. Something for us to do. Put on the bowels of mercy, long-suffering, kindness, meekness. Put on these things. Settle the quarrels. Let the peace of God rule your heart. God, can you change my family? Can you change my husband, my wife, my daughter, my son? Can you change them? Is it possible? I don't see it. In my humanity, I don't see it. But Lord, I'm not looking at me. I'm going to look at you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things too, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Redeemeth thy life from destruction. Why are you here this morning? Why did God make it possible for you to be here this morning? Because he wrote you off? He doesn't care about you? Why are you here? Why didn't have to come to church this morning? But you're here. Why? One word, love. 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 He calls you the elect of God. The elect of God. He chose you out. He chose you out. You're not an accident. You're not a circumstance. He chose you out. Brother Ron, I don't know if I fully accept all this. I don't know if I believe all this. I'm not sure. How much more does God have to do to show you his love? How much more? What will it take? He sent his son to die in your place. I'll never know what it cost to see my sins upon that cross. You and I were sinful. We were born with sin. We were the germ of sin was in our DNA. Amen. You don't have any control. We had sinful parents. I don't mean our natural parents. I'm talking about the original parents. They were sinful. They allowed sin to come in. And as a result, sin came in. God made us perfect. But he didn't let us perish. He sent Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. He sent Jesus. Aren't you glad for Jesus this morning? Lord, help us. I'm going to close right here. Sister, brother, would you come forward? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, crowns us with loving kindness, tender mercies. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. You got anything troubling you this morning? Let the peace of God rule in your heart. What did Jesus say in John's gospel? In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. Peace I leave with you, I give you, not like the world giveth, give I unto you. Just let it go. Just release it. Say, Lord, just take it. I can't handle it. I can't deal with it. I don't know how to solve it. All I can do is get frustrated and lose the victory. All I can do is get discouraged. All I can do is worry. And that changes nothing. We got to keep looking at Jesus, looking ahead. You know, we sing the song, Precious Memories, and there are precious memories. That's very true. But you know, there are certain things I try not to think about. Certain things that happened in my life that were sad. Certain things that happened that God allowed to happen that I was sad about. But you know what the Word of God, I keep hearing Paul's voice in Philippians. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I can't do anything about yesterday. I live through it. I can't do anything about it. Disappointments. Own personal disappointment. I wish I could change things. I can't. I got it right now. I can't change. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I know I got it right now. And right now, I'm going to look to Him. Right now, I'm going to believe His promises. Right now, I'm going to trust Him. And He'll make a way. And let the peace of God rule your hearts and be ye thankful. Lord, help us to be thankful for all that you have done, things that we don't even know about, things that he will reveal in time. May his name be praised. Do we have a song?